We are going to talk about a couple things. I had a couple questions yesterday that I am going to go ahead and answer today on this on the show. Before we get started, I just want to let everybody know that if you have any questions about the show today, please contact us at the office at the Empire Center, and that number is 443-426-2040. Remember, you can always listen live at www.mybaltimorespirit.com. You can also email any questions or information that you want us to have to info@theempiregroupinc.com. You can even text a question or concern. And if we don't get to it today, of course, we will definitely get to it during the next show. You can text those questions to 443-890-3183. So I just want to talk about a couple of things. I had a question yesterday, and I just want to touch on that. A young man asked me, well, if you don't have insurance, will the state pay for your burial? And it's a good question, and so I'm going to answer it. Social Security only pays about $255 for burial expenses, and that's only if you qualify for that amount, or if you even qualify to receive it. So to answer the question, they will pay about $255, but let's talk about the cost. Again, yesterday in the show, I talked about the average cost of a funeral. Average cost of a funeral right now is running anywhere from $7,000 to $11,000. So you tell me what would that $255 do? Absolutely nothing. So to answer that question, yes, they'll give you something. However, it's not enough to help you cover that cost. So the importance of having a final expense product in place, you can definitely see why you need it. And again, we went over some of those costs that are associated with with the cost of a burial, the expenses. We're talking about a vault, the casket, hearse, graveside, professional services. So, and there may be some additional costs, unpaid debt. Let's remember that debt doesn't go anywhere. So if that individual has debt left, that debt is going to remain there until it's paid. Not to forget also that if your name is on any of that debt associated with the individual that passed, then some places may legally be able to come after you then for that debt. So these are some of the things that we want to definitely keep in mind when we purchase these final expense products or your life insurance. You want to make sure that you are getting enough coverage within your means that will actually pay for the things that you needed to pay for. So, and especially for also taxes. Taxes are still owed. If you have to pay for nursing home fees, Medicare deductibles, all of these things need to be factored in when purchasing this coverage. Now, normally, final expense, it is a lifetime coverage because it's normally a whole life policy. So with that being said, this coverage will last you up until some companies are up now up to 120, and some are up to age 100, 105. But what happens is if God allows you to be on the face of this earth until that time, what happens normally is that the insurance companies will pay you back all of your premiums that you've paid into your policy plus interest that you've accumulated on the cash value. So if you do outlive your policy, you do get all of those funds back. And I don't know anyone that has lived to 120, not me personally, but I have heard that someone has done it. I don't know that I would want to live to 120, but someone has done it. If you have any questions about anything that I'm talking about, please be sure to call into our location, the Empire Group, Inc., which is located in Empire Center. The address there is 9637 Liberty Road. That is Suite F as in Frank, Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. So those are some of the things that we want to make sure that we take care of. Now, with these policies, normally they do not ever decrease. So the amount that you purchase will be the amount that your family will receive the benefit for, unless, of course, something happens where the policy lapses or is canceled. Now, if your policy lapses, it doesn't mean that you cannot receive coverage. Normally, sometimes you're able to pay that policy up, and it'll go back in effect for you, or you may need to rewrite. But if there's ever a situation where you may not be able to pay a premium or something of that sort, you're disabled, sometimes you have those riders on that policy, and you want to make sure that you check your policy when you get it. And it'll tell you the additional benefits that you have or that you've selected to have when you purchase that policy. Some of them, you want to, when you purchase your policy, you want to make sure that you're purchasing it, and you want to make sure that they give you the option for unemployment benefit waiver, and then you also have something that's called a automatic premium loan. And what that does, or a disability rider. So some of those things are good to have if ever you're disabled and you're not able to work and you're not able to pay your premiums. What will happen is that policy will pay itself as long as there's a cash value in that cash value option in that policy. Also, if you're ever unemployed, sometimes they'll pay the premiums for you until you're gainfully employed again. But these are not options that normally just come with the policy. These are things that you have to opt for. You have to select those when you're purchasing your policy. So you want to make sure that when you sit down with your agent and you go over all of the things that you're going to include in that policy, those are the things you want to ask about when you're doing your application process. Some of those benefits, some of those, what they're called, are riders. Some of those riders are free with your policy. Some of them you may have a slight cost for them on a monthly basis. But you want to realistically think about what you can afford and how it would affect you if you were not able to work, if you were disabled. Would you still be able to pay your premiums on your insurance policies? So you want to make sure that you take those things into consideration. You also have what's called an accelerated benefit rider. This is something most companies don't charge anything additional for that. And if they don't, you definitely want to make sure that you include it when you purchase your final expense product. And what this does is it allows, if you're ever diagnosed with a terminal condition and you have a short life expectancy, what happens is they allow you to take up to a certain percentage of the face value. And the face value is the amount of insurance that you purchase. So if you purchase a $20,000 policy, that's your face value. So they allow you to take up to 75% of that amount, of that $20,000 up front. And that is a living benefit for you. So that allows you to take advantage of those funds while you're still living. And then once that person passed, that other 25% is then paid to the family or your loved ones. That's a good benefit to have, reason being, when you're sick, there are so many additional fees and services that you may need. That will help you pay for those things while you're still living and make your life a little bit more comfortable in that time, during that time frame. because you're talking about maybe home care services, doctor bills, medical bills, prescriptions, all of those medications, all of those things are factored in to those funds when you need them and you have a terminal illness. So that is definitely a benefit that you want to make sure you take advantage of. Now, I'm kind of accidental death benefit rider. If it's free, I say why not. Normally, my personal opinion about accidental death is 9 times out of 10, you're not going to pass away from an accident as is explained in your policy. I would not pay additional funds for accidental death benefit rider. And I'm saying that for very specific reasons, because we, based upon your policy and how it's written, you want to make sure that you go over the things that qualify for accident. You can, normally when a person passes away, it's either from an illness, you a natural death, or if you're taken out, it may be a murder. It's different things, but as an accident is explained in some of the policies, it's very specific. You have to literally walk out in front of a car, get hit by a car, get ran over, and so there's some different things that you really want to look at when you purchase a policy. Accidental death and dismemberment. You can have an arm dismembered, but if it's not dismembered below the elbow, it may not qualify. You can have a finger cut off, but if it's not your pinky finger, it may not qualify. So you want to make sure that you are reading these policies and what qualifies as an accident, because it gets a little tricky, and 9 times out of 10, it's not as described in the policy, so you would not get paid out for it. And we'll go into accidental death and dismemberment. We'll go into depth about that once that show comes up, because it is a couple of things that we definitely want to talk about when we're talking about accidental death and dismemberment, and the fact that most people purchase those policies from the banks or over the TV, and they're not life insurance. It's not a life insurance policy. So we'll go into depth about that on another show. I just want to make sure that everyone knows that we are hiring. We are recruiting for new agents, licensed agents, and we are also holding the classes at the Empire Center for you to become licensed. If you are interested in a career change, please fax us your resumes to 443-405-3910, or you can email your resumes to info@theempiregroupinc.com. And lastly, you can also call and schedule an appointment at 443-426-2040.